Before we get into this article, I'm going to state something. I understand a lot of you are frustrated with the way I've been doing stuff because I'm not putting the articles on screen. First of all, I'm going to give you a general reasoning. It takes approximately half, if not three-fourths, less time for me to get that out so I can continue to do more research and get the real exposés out, the things that we need to really talk about, not just news every 5 minutes. Because the news is too fast. It's meant to catch you, like, it's meant to keep you trained on one thing instead of focusing on what they're really doing in the background, which is what I'm trying to pull myself back from doing and go back to all the research and go back to exposing everything that's going on. Because it takes a lot of time. For the news on YouTube, it's going to remain the same. But I'll level with you. If you would like to watch the articles that we record, sometimes I'll do it. I'm not going to do it every time. I will put them on the website as a self-hosted video if I can. Sometimes. The reason why I say sometimes is I don't know how well it's going to play with bandwidth and with space and with cost. We'll see what happens. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. I'm not going to do it every time. If I feel like it's a bombshell article, I'll do it. Just like yesterday's video was bombshell, but that needed to go out right away because guess what? Today just proved my point, and it's even bigger than what we saw yesterday. A lot bigger. And everybody needs to know about this. And that's why you're going to see the video only on the website, IntelRevolution.com. It is free. It is not exclusive. However, we do have an exclusive version of it with a ton of more CERN releases that they themselves have been releasing that we are exposing, which will make a lot more sense of what they're actually stating in this article. I'm just going to do what I've been doing, except for I'm going to change it a little bit more. See, when I changed it, I didn't know exactly how I wanted it to be 100%. I'm tweaking it as I go along. So anyways, I hope you guys will level with me on that one and understand that I'm tired of dealing with YouTube's crap. Every video that I post, even with the ones with the bouncy line, are now getting flack and saying that this is not allowed or just crap. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. You don't see what goes on the back end all the time, every day. And it's not fair. So I'm posting my videos to where I feel that our content is going to get shared and viewed, to where it's not going to have restrictions, to where it's not going to be censored, or so on and so forth. All right, let's get into this bombshell article that you all need to hear. Scientists at the Large Hadron Collider hope to make contact with parallel universe in days. We just saw something take place in China this past week. My question is, have they already done it? Now, as for what they're saying in this article, a lot of it is exactly what we're saying, because guess what? They are opening another universe, another parallel universe. It's another dimension. They can't call it that. They got to call it something so sci-fi that nobody's going to really believe it or care, or just say that's that way out there. That's completely crazy, right? However, it's not crazy at all. In fact, it is biblical. The Bible talks a lot about hell, the abyss. Where is it all located? God threw him into the abyss of the earth, the abyss of space, the darkness. Now, when they worded this, to me, contact, I mean, they hope to open a parallel universe. That would seem more likely, right? But contact. Contact to me means that they know that there's something else out there, and they're going to go contact it. They know it for a fact. Scientists conducting a mind-bending experiment at the Large Hadron Collider next week hope to connect with a parallel universe outside of our own. This is vital. The staggeringly complex LHC atom smasher at the CERN Center in Geneva, Switzerland, will be fired up to its highest energy levels ever in a bid to detect or even create miniature black holes. Now here's my problem. According to what they exactly say, they're just simulating. However, according to also what they say, what we say is one thing. The other is the truth. Remember this? The staggeringly complex LHC atom smasher at the CERN Center in Geneva, Switzerland will be fired up to its highest energy levels ever in a bid to detect or even create miniature black holes. If successful, a completely new universe will be revealed. It's not completely new. It's very old. It's very dark. And we know exactly what it is. The abyss. The Bible talks about the abyss. What is in the abyss? The fallen angels who God threw away, who locked them up in darkness, in chains of darkness, for punishment, including Lucifer and Satan. Rewriting not only the physics books, but the philosophy books too. See, this is my problem, is there is no rewriting the Bible. You cannot rewrite that. The only thing that they're going to say is that that's not God. The Bible is completely false. Here is the actual, real God. We've got him through a stupid atom smasher. And we brought him in through a new universe, or through a parallel universe. Because they believe in the as above, so below. We know that it's false. It is even possible that gravity from our own universe may, quote, leak into the parallel universe, scientists at the LHC say. What kind of effects is this going to have on the Earth? What kind of effects? Now, as we reported on recently with this past week, many of you will also know, I can't believe I'm actually going to reiterate this, that they were using magnets, electromagnetic pulses into people's brains to basically turn off and turn down the faith in a person and their beliefs. Remember this? Just absolutely radical stuff that neurological scientists and so on and so forth aren't even supposed to even come up with, because it's Nazism. That's, we can label it Nazism because that's what it is. It's compared to Nazism. Yet they're doing it every day. They're coming up with these new experiments to test on human rats. I mean us, excuse me. And it works. And guess what the LHC is? A monstrous magnet. You don't think that pulsing is going to have effects on people? You're crazy. Now, as for how it affects our faith, how it affects our beliefs, nothing can pluck you out of the hand of Jesus Christ but yourself. Keep that in mind. Whatever this world throws at you, whatever the devil throws at you, nothing can. Only you. So, with that, be assured not to pluck yourself out of God's hand. Stay in his hands. Let him hold you. Let him carry you through these last days, through these tribulation, through this tribulation, through the trials you face on each and every single day. Because right here, we're facing something that is so catastrophic it's not even funny. If successful, a completely new universe will be revealed, rewriting not only the physics books, but the philosophy books too. It is even possible that gravity from our own universe may leak into a parallel universe, scientists at the LHC say. The experiment is sure to inflame alarmist critics of the LHC, many of whom initially warned the High Energy Particle Collider would spell the end of our universe with the creation of a black hole of its own. So, okay. If it hasn't created one yet, which we know is false, they already have. Otherwise, they wouldn't be announcing this to the public. Because why would they announce it before they do it? Before they know that they're going to get a good result. Or the result that they want, it's not good. You get my point. A lot of people want to say that it's going to destroy, but that's not how the book is written. That's not how the Bible goes. We know exactly what happens in these end times. But so far, Geneva remains intact and comfortably outside the event horizon. Indeed, the LHC has been spectacularly successful. See, just throw it in our faces and just keep saying it. But we know the truth. They're not going to sit here and blow up the whole world. That's not how it goes. That's not how it goes at all. This is about bringing the devil back. Rising of the beast. The end times. First, scientists prove the existence of the elusive Higgs boson God particle, a key building block of the universe, and it is seemingly well on the way to nailing dark matter, such of which we'll be exposing soon. As for this line right here, this is not, the Higgs boson is not a God particle, because God is not just a particle. He's a lot bigger than that. Let me put it this way. According to their comparison of what they think the Higgs boson actually is, it's compared to Kali, the creator and the destroyer. If we look at it from our perspective, it's nothing but a fallen angel that just dances in between the dimensions and causes destruction when worshipped. And we have another little mini exclusive video we'll probably release on that one, or we'll put it into one of the CERN videos. We're not quite sure yet. Obviously, when going over all of this stuff, we've seen a lot of Kali, haven't we, in the beams. I wonder why. I wonder why it's standing outside of CERN. I wonder why there's a statue. It just doesn't make sense unless there's more to it. Dark matter. We covered a lot of what dark matter is. We're still working on the antimatter video that we're still... let me put it this way. We were going to release it today. We had a catastrophic computer malfunction with a hard drive, and so we have to go back and do it again. It's okay. No, nothing big, but we're going to be a little delayed on when we wanted to release it. Hopefully we'll release it sometime this week. A previously undetectable theoretical possibility that is now thought to make up a majority of matter in the universe. But next week's experiment is considered to be a game changer. A game changer. Like a time changer. Dimension changer. Bringing something to Earth changer. Now, I found something quite suspicious. A lot of people don't quite understand this, that how portals work, because portals have existed for how long? This isn't something that's new. They're just using a machine to do it this time. A lot of people, and there's theories that believe that a portal from Earth goes through the sun and then out to Saturn, because according to occultic belief, the sun is just a reflection of the real sun, quote unquote, which would be Saturn. So in other words, this is just a whole bunch of photons, which give off a light. Obviously, this is occultic belief, but it's not true. However, they go through portals through the sun. That was my point by trying to say that. It's hard to explain. It's very hard to explain. It's hard to understand, to be honest with you. You see this big blackness here? That's colder spots on the sun. According to this, a massive coronal hole the size of 50 Earths has opened up on the sun. This was posted on October 16, 2015. I cannot help but state the obvious timing of this. Don't be alarmed, but NASA says a massive hole just opened up on the sun, sending out coronal material out into space. Oh, good. As if it wasn't hot enough already. Looking at the picture above NASA shared with the news, and the sun looks downright terrifying. It is going to be Halloween in a few weeks, and this, man... I just can't even tell you the timing. It's just so funny. So perhaps the sun is simply trying to get into the holiday spirit. Either that or it's ready to swallow us whole. That's funny about holiday spirit, because the day of Halloween was actually about human sacrifice. And that's also kind of interesting with the timing of them trying to open another universe, a parallel universe, because our portal. Because it's also around the time of massive amounts of ritualistic human sacrifice. We reported when we first began on our CERN information, they needed a massive amount of energy to run this machine. We had come to figure out that it wasn't just electricity. It was human soul energy, such of which is why they're so interested in antimatter, because it's a new way they can run machines, rockets, and so on and so forth. We'll be covering that later. But my point is, the timing of this, and the timing of this blasphemous, hellish day, don't let your kids go out, come on now, cannot be ignored because of portals and, of course, because of ritual sacrifice. And if that doesn't sound like some lunatic, crazy conspiracy theory, I don't know what does. However, all throughout history, this has been the truth. This is what's been warred against with Christians. But nobody wants to believe it, because according to Mr. President Barack Obama, the times are changing, so should our philosophy and so should our belief. God changes with the times. Quite the contrary. I just find this timing very strange.
I want to thank you all for watching and listening. As many of you know, we've changed the way we do things. All of our exclusive content, all of our big explosive content, is located on the website intelrevolution.com, where you have to sign up and register for $3 a month or $27 for your first year.
We're changing the way we do things to grow and to expand, and because of YouTube and the limitations and the restrictions that YouTube is continually putting on everybody. Enough is enough. We're going to continue to grow. We ask that you support independent media to help us grow further and further and further with just a simple subscription. Thank you again. God bless and carry on.